This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Pakistan is trying to keep al-Qaeda forces out of their country. Thousands of Pakistani soldiers have been deployed along the border with Afghanistan's Tora Bora region, an al-Qaeda stronghold. As the situation in Afghanistan unfolds, the Bush administration tries to calculate the next move, both there and at home. Joining us now, NPR's Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Susan.
Tell us your sense of the plan of the Bush team in Afghanistan these days.
Well, it looks like the end game, although it could be a very long end game, has come down to capturing or killing Osama bin Laden and Mullah Mohammed Omar. Now, the administration for weeks now has said that's not what they want to do, that this is not about one man, that it's a bigger war against terrorism. And all of that is true, but at the same time, there seems to be a tremendous need to get to these people in order to show the rest of the terrorist world that that there's not some leader waiting to guide them again to some other hit. Now, of course, they had Omar in their sights last week when he surrendered the city of Kandahar, but then he disappeared, and as you know, there's some speculation about what happened to him, but he's missing again. So there is a lot of activity aimed at getting to these people, and a lot of hope that the defectors from the Taliban will give good information about where bin Laden and Omar are. Apparently, the American Taliban, John Walker, has been giving some information that the Defense Department, CIA, find useful. There is a concern that everything that has happened in Afghanistan so far has happened without real surrenders on the has happened with surrenders, not battlefield defeats of al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and so they're still there and able to make mischief.
Yeah, and they give new meaning to the term fierce fighters. What does the administration feel about how dangerous those members, the remaining members of al-Qaeda, are?
I think they're worried they're very dangerous, that these are some of the core fighters, and that some of them would be surrounding bin Laden now. And there's also a sense that they are around the world and don't know when they might strike again. One of the things that military analysts are telling us is that it's much easier to strike at a regime like the Taliban than it is to go after individual terrorist cells, which, of course, has been the case for many years now. So that's the question now, is how do you do that? Do you go after cells in countries like Yemen and Somalia and Sudan, or go after a regime like Saddam Hussein's, which seems at the moment the cells are more likely, but that's very difficult. Now, over the weekend, we learned that there is this videotape that was found in Pakistan that shows Osama bin Laden apparently glorying in the attack on September 11th and seeming to take responsibility for it. Administration officials are hoping that that might help in proving Osama's guilt and make it easier to get cooperation out of Muslim regimes to go after terrorists in their midst.
There's war. There's also here at home concerns. The unemployment rate rising last week to its highest level in more than 6 years.
That's true, although the stock market went back over 10,000 last week, too. So there are these odd mixed signals, and consumer spending is apparently up. But this administration still very much wants an economic stimulus package. As you know, the Congress is battling over that. The real problem here, Susan, is with the Democratic Senate, a Republican House, there's no real mechanism to bring them together other than crisis. So the president needs to crack a few heads.
Thank you very much, Cokie Roberts. Take care of your cold there.